Blog Talk Radio.
Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Kerry Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Rolling up the walls inside.
love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Wow. I'm always asked why and how and who and what and where and when. Like, what really... Why does it matter so much to me that people succeed? Well, I'm Kerry Hines, and I think it's something that I take on a personal level. Just like you, I had folks who might not have been able to really see what your talent or your vision or what you're all about was really about. And we need that support. We need it. I'm no different. But when I really began my business journey, I just could not stand by and let others fail. So I've done everything I can to inspire, encourage, uplift. And I think it matters. I think I see it here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, each broadcast, the responses, the feedback. And it's telling me that we're on the right track. We're on the right track. Support us. Pass along this incredible gem that we have each morning. Pass along what we do here and the economical opportunities to advertise and help shape our community. Up to you.
We'll be right back.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community, my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Okay, so Nicole Marie, we're talking about the importance of businesses kind of establishing their identity through mission statements or kind of like, principles, things that they operate from in doing business, like their culture, what it is predicated on. And I think that establishing core principles, well, I think it's important.
Yes, most definitely. Thank you, Carrie. Core principles at hairradio.com are?
That's right, working to achieve excellence in delivery and satisfaction of our products and services.
Always have a genuine interest to assist others with their vision.
And always, always seek ways to help the community at large.
Always promote opportunities for today's youth as they are the business leaders of tomorrow.
Absolutely. And what are your core principles? What are your core principles out there, company, businesses? This is a way for you to kind of recognize ours at Hair Radio. I'm Carrie Hines with Nicole Marie. Stay tuned.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Treach, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and today we have a very special treat for everybody. We are doing something that, yeah, it is called our bucket list, the Hair Radio bucket list, which is really what we're doing from time to time. We are going to be featuring, you'll hear from the co-hosts, you'll hear from some of our guests on some of the things that are on our bucket list. So we're talking about our top, usually five items for each of us on what we want to accomplish before, as they say, that bucket spills over. Okay, we kick the bucket. So leading in, Michael Hopkins, we're going to lead in with Michael. So our top five items, we're going to do with the whole panel. That's Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, and me, Carrie Hines. So, Michael, what's on your bucket list at number five?
Wow, okay. My number five is something that I've always wanted to do.
Uh-oh.
I've always wanted to fly a helicopter and also a fixed-winged airplane. Doing that to me has just been something that I've always wanted to do. And it didn't even have, well, no, I take that back. Part of it was because I was in the military, and that was something I actually wanted to do in the military. But at the time, I wasn't in a position to do it.
Mm.
You know, when you're in the military, if you really want to fly, say, for the military, it's a rigorous screening process. And I wore glasses, so when you're enlisted and you wear glasses, there's some extra things you got to go through and all that. So I never gave the dream up. I just held on to it while going through the business of life and family and kids and all of that. But it's just something. It fascinates me to this day. And especially, you know, military-type vehicles, planes and helicopters. And that's just something that before I just, boom, that's what I want to do. That's my number five on my list.
Wow. As you were speaking and saying, talking about the helicopter and the airplane, I was thinking military. And I was thinking how that's connected and how, okay, I can see you doing that, Brother Michael. And that's very interesting. And I can definitely see you doing that. Both of them, flying both of them. I can see you right now and being just as excited about it.
Yeah. Who in the world would ever think that that is not Michael Hopkins? Of course you want to fly planes. You are the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show right here on our network. I could see that Michael's number five. Fly a plane, fly a helicopter.
Definitely.
I could see him just flying like Superman. Anything out there. So, yeah, jet pack like the Jetsons. It's Michael Hopkins.
Hey, works for me.
Thank you, Michael. All right. So, Michael, that's your number five, Michael?
That's my number five. And I am quite sure, Nicole Marie, you have something that's just as exciting. That's your number five.
Well, my number five is I've always wanted to learn how to ski. Now,
ski.
I live in Mississippi. Yes, listen. I live in Mississippi, but I'm from Ohio, so I'm used to the cold weather, and I'm used to the snow. So I've always wanted to go and stay at one of the mountain resorts, either like Colorado or Utah, and learn how to ski. So that is something that is on my list that I want to do.
Unreal. I'm just blown away that your number five is about skiing.
Yes.
Because you know what?
I want to learn.
Well, I don't know because I don't ever think of too many black folks skiing. But I could be wrong because I think folks do ski out there.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
But there's all kinds of organizations out there.
You know, they do have the different groups, black groups that go to the different resorts.
Really? Yeah.
So, yes, there are groups of us that do ski. It may not be a whole lot of people, but, I mean, we do. Black Ski Weekend.
Okay, wow. So what's the hot ski location then?
Well, the biggest one is Big Sky in Montana. There's Breckenridge or Vail in Colorado. Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Park City, Utah. Those are the top ones.
Wow.
The top resorts.
Wow. Okay.
I've done my research.
Sound like to me, Carrie, that she's been doing her research. So I think this is a dream that's going to come true.
I think you're right, Michael Hopkins. All right, Nicole Marie. So that's what your number five is, and you're sticking with it.
My number five. I'm sticking with it, Carrie. And what is your number five?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask. My number five, guys, you guys know that I come from a background in the amazing airline industry. So talking a little bit about flying like Michael, but I really don't want to fly the plane. As I want to sit back and be flown. I want to return to Europe. I want to go back to some of my favorite memories. You guys know I've been to Europe many times. I've been to Paris about 5 times alone just to go and hang out. Spain and as well as London. And I've wanted to return back to France. I love, that was my favorite European city that I traveled to. But also I wanted to go back to London. It was very expensive in terms of our money exchange and all that back in the day. But I would like to also go to London. But I say Paris. I want to return to Paris. I had a chance to go to the Louvre. I had a chance to see Notre Dame. I had a chance to go to Champs-Élysées, L'Arc de Triomphe. I just enjoyed Paris and, you know, studying French and just being amongst the French and c'est la vie. That's life. So I'd like to do that. I want to go back. So my number five is a trip back to Paris, to Paris. How does that sound?
Nice.
And how does that sound?
Oh, I mean, it sounds fantastic. You know, Carrie, actually, I was stationed in Germany in the early 80s, and that's one place I never got a chance to go to was Paris,
yeah.
France. And
oh, yeah.
I would have really have loved to have gone there, because when you go to Europe, there's so much history. And
exactly.
I never realized that it was just, you know, we read about it. We kind of say, oh, yeah, I would love to. But that's one thing I can say about the military. The military gives you that thing that you're allowed to go. And you know, it doesn't cost a whole lot because you're already in Europe. They sponsor trips for GIs. And
yeah.
Some of my friends actually went to Paris. I mean,
okay.
I traveled to Germany, but, yeah, I mean, I would have loved to have gone to Paris. It would have been beautiful.
Awesome. Okay.
Sounds very fascinating. You know, I had told you before that my dad was in the military and Air Force, and we had lived in Madrid, Spain. So we had the opportunity
yeah.
to travel to some different places.
And I've been
places
to Madrid, too.
While
so
we
I
were
love
there.
That. Yeah. Yeah.
However, Paris was not one. So that's always a place that's been very fascinating and,
oh.
you know, definitely a place that sounds very nice to visit. And I would love to be there myself.
Wow. Now you can see why it's my
yeah.
number five. Yes. So traveling back to France, back to Paris, to England, to Spain, to Madrid,
yes.
all of that. I love it. It was just
fabulous
fantastic.
Places.
And I agree.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, I have to turn to Michael and Michael Hopkins. What's your number four?
Well, my number four is almost as exciting as my number five with the airplanes and helicopters. My number four is something that I've been doing for, oh, wow. Ever since I was a teenager, I've been playing the guitar. And
wow.
one of the things I really want is a guitar collection.
What?
Especially the older guitars.
You wanna create
a guitar collection.
Wow. That's amazing. I didn't know you were a musician, a guitar collection.
Oh,
oh
yeah. Well, you know how that is. We're all from, you and I are from Philadelphia. We had nothing but musicians there.
Okay. Wow.
Wow.
But that's something that, oh, yeah, that's something that I've always wanted to do, especially the older guitars, the ones, a lot of them from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and even the 80s, believe it or not. Some of them are antiques. Some of them are just classic guitars. And some of my guitar heroes played those guitars. One of my favorite guitar heroes was Jimi Hendrix.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, it's just unbelievable. I used to listen to him a lot. I mean, I still do from time to time. But he played that black Stratocaster, and that's what made me fall in love with playing the guitar. And I started learning, and here it is almost 50 years later.
Wow.
Wow, wow, wow. I can definitely see you doing that, Brother Michael. Do you practice and play your guitar now?
Not as much. Sometimes, you know, I have little issues with my hands and wrists and all that, but I kind of fight through it because I just love it. Or I listen to my son play. I taught him a couple of chords, and the next thing you know, he took off.
Wow.
He's right-handed naturally, but he plays the guitar with his left hand.
Wow. Okay.
Yep, and he's really good at it, too. He's really good.
I have to say, I am just shocked that this is Michael's number four, playing the guitar, because I'm just imagining this now, and I can't shake this image, Nicole Marie.
I can picture this.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can see
I'm
him
seeing
now.
Michael Hopkins with dressed in all purple garb, kind of like Prince, with all these pearls on his head and a guitar around his neck singing When Doves Cry.
Hey, it works for me.
I
don't have to wear that special spandex suit from the 80s, do I?
No, you'll be in your
don't
army
do that,
garb.
Michael.
Oh, yeah. That's not good. You know, Nicole, Carrie, that's me in the spandex from the 80s. No, it's not looking too good right now.
Okay. We got to wash that image away. Well, listen, Michael's number four is all about guitar. Playing the guitar collection, amazing. Okay, Michael, I think that's why you're number four. What else do you have to say?
Love it. I love it. I still have a few classic guitars now.
Okay.
And, I just love them. I really do. It's soothing to me.
And what else?
Wow.
Yes. Well, we're going to keep it moving for the folks this morning. All right. Good choice. Number four.
And I just know, after skiing, I know Nicole has something else. That's her number four.
Yes, I do. My number four is I've always been very intrigued and wanted to visit Dubai in the Middle East.
Dubai.
And that is someplace, yes, that I want to visit. I've seen pictures. I've seen, you know, videos and so forth. Beautiful skylines. Also the world's tallest tower that's there, the beaches, the gold and spice marketplaces, the mall. I want to go and I want to experience that culture there in Dubai.
Wow, Dubai. I'm just saying bye-bye for Dubai. I'm not, I don't know. A lot of my friends and family have gone to Dubai, and I think it sounds amazing. But it sounds expensive. I think it's high as the sky to go to Dubai. That's why. No, I don't know.
I think it'll be worth the experience, though.
Really?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so, too. You might as well go with gusto. Because when as you get older and you become an empty nester and you got the grandkids and all that, and it's just you and the spouse, it's just time to go do some things. You know, whatever it is you ever wanted to do. And that's what my wife and I, that's what we've been discovering, that we can get up now when we feel like it. We can just go do stuff. I have no school plays to go to. I got to write a note for my kid. Well, better than that, I think I better go to school on my kid's behalf. You know, we don't have to do any of that. But Dubai, it really, from what I see, it really looks like a very inviting place. The clear water, the sand and all that.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. And it looks like that one building that they built that looks like a sail from a ship.
Right. Okay, well, Nicole Marie, I can see that number four is Dubai,
Dubai.
Okay, so very interesting. Okay, so we're talking about Nicole Marie.
All right, now, Carrie, what is your number four?
Oh.
After Paris, how do you top that?
Well, actually, and my top five, and folks out there, we are counting down our top five on our bucket list. Each of the co-hosts today with Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins and myself, Carrie Hines. Number four on my list today is kind of like I'm still in a travel mindset. Not quite as far as Dubai. I'm thinking right next door down to Philadelphia to visit my family. Something I have not done in a long time, which is visit family. And that, believe it or not, has to be a bucket list item for me because for you guys out there, I know it's not a bucket list item because you pretty much visit, you know, I hear you guys visiting family all the time. But me, I'm always in production mode all the way up here in Brooklyn, New York, away from everybody pretty much. I'm in isolation working for you guys. So I don't get a chance to go visit my family. And so when I come back from my trip to Paris, as you guys know, that's my number five, I'm going down to Philadelphia. Michael's home. It's actually my home, too. That's where I was born and raised in the early part of my life, down in Philadelphia. So I'm going to visit my family down in Philadelphia. That's what my story is for number four. All right.
That sounds great. Yeah, I can relate to that, too, Carrie, because I know a lot of times I didn't get a chance to go home, visit family and all that because I was too busy running halfway across the planet, doing all kinds of things, and then raising a family and all that. So a lot of my cousins and aunts and uncles, they never got a chance to just go home sometime and spend a week or 2 weeks or a month just visiting with all of them.
Wow.
No, I never got
that's
a chance.
Amazing.
But yeah.
Important.
And I had some very historical in other words, I had some aunts and uncles that could tell our family story.
Oh, okay.
And that's one of the things that I miss from that. But
yeah,
still have another generation of cousins that I just need to see.
Okay. Well, thank you, Michael, for making that make sense as well. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah. I love that, Carrie, and I can definitely see, you do put a lot of time and effort into work. So I can definitely see you taking the time to go and spend time with your family, you know, enjoy being back home and being with them because family is so, so important. Me living here in Mississippi, a lot of my family is still in Ohio, but at least twice a year we go either during the summer and then we either go for Thanksgiving or Christmas to spend time. It's so very important. So
yeah.
I can definitely relate to that and see how you would definitely want to spend time with your family.
That's my
Hopefully
number four.
A lot of time. Yes.
Yes. Heading down to Philadelphia. All right. Thank you for that, Nicole Marie. And we're still doing our amazing bucket list countdown today. So we're kind of moving along here. And at number three, Michael, what is your number three?
Oh, now this one you guys are going to really kind of say, what? Really? Believe it or not, toy collection.
Oh.
Toy
Uh-oh.
Collection.
Grown man playing with toys.
What type of toys?
The type of toys that I grew up with as a kid in the 60s.
The distinction of that, Nicole.
Yeah. Like, am I in trouble. Like, I'll give you an example. Like the G.I. Joes, Tonka trucks, Nyla trucks, all the things like that I grew up with as a little boy. I see all this stuff now. You can buy it on the internet. You know, you can go to eBay and I started collecting this stuff a few years ago and it got to the point in our bedroom I had so much stuff in boxes. The boxes almost fell on top of my wife and she said, "You know what?
Oh no.
I think this thing is getting a little out of hand here."
Wow.
Because I just got carried away. And it just all started when I saw one of those old toys on Marketplace. Facebook Marketplace. And I bought it. I just out of, you know, impulse. I said, oh, man, I think I'll buy this. And then after you buy one, the next thing you know, then you buy another one to complement the first one. And it just it just goes on and on and on. But it was an enjoyable time, you know, when you grow up. And plus, I got a chance to, my little grandson, he'd never seen stuff like this. So him and I would play truck.
Okay. All right. Well, that's okay.
I love the toy collection idea, Michael, because I think that growing up, the toys then were definitely different than now. The construction of the toys and so forth is definitely not the same, and they're just different. Even the dolls and so forth are different. So having toys from the time when you grew up and bring back those memories of different things that you did, who you were playing with, and so forth, I think that's very important, and I love that.
I just remember Rock'em Sock'em Robot.
The red one and the blue one.
Yes, I love them, and I wish I had a Rock'em Sock'em Robot right now, because I'd be playing it. I'm going to have to go, like Michael said, on eBay and take a look for it. Well, like Michael, we have something in common that I didn't know until this very day. And that is that I also had a G.I. Joe, and who was an action figure. See, the boys played with action. We didn't play with dolls. Well, back then we didn't. Today's a new day.
Yeah.
But we were playing with action figures. And my action figure, I had G.I. Joe. I had the black G.I. Joe. And you should have seen what they made the hair out of for poor G.I. Joe.
Didn't he have a beard, too?
He had a beard. I had, G.I. Joe. But I love G.I. Joe. He had on his army gear, by the way, Michael. He had on his fatigues, and it was incredible.
Only way
so
to go.
Loved... Yeah, so that was G.I. Joe. But believe it or not, when I was a kid, I wanted – there was the guy that jumped over all the with the motorcycle, Evil Knievel.
Right.
Yeah, and I wanted my friend Chung Ho down the street had Evil Knievel, and so we used to play with his Evil Knievel, and I was playing with G.I. Joe, and so you bring back great memories, Michael.
Yeah.
Great
and
memories.
Then we played Rock'em Sock'em. And the big wheel.
Remember them, too. Woo. Oh, and the big wheel.
Right.
Oh, man, I remember because a little kid down the street, Jeffrey, that was his name. He had one.
Yeah,
when
that
was
one of the
I mean,
just,
wow.
All right. Okay. All right. So sounds good. So I'm tossing it back, Michael. Okay. Thank you, Michael, for that. Number three.
Sound
I
like a plan.
You like the toy collection.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I cannot wait. I mean, with Nicole, we've been through skis in Dubai. Yeah. So what else is next, Nicole? What's your number four?
Number three. And my number three is I would like to learn sign language.
Wow.
I would like to be able to learn and be so good that I'm able to interpret and be able to communicate with people that are hearing impaired. Now, I actually work with students that have special needs, and I think that it would be a great addition to know how to sign.
Wow.
So it's something that I just want to do.
Well, that is incredible.
Would love to do.
And I could just see Nicole Marie back there behind the president signing his speech and going all off track.
Okay.
No,
a whole other
exactly
story than what the president is saying. I can see it now. You know, listen, I just think, first of all, how altruistic to be concerned with folks who are hearing impaired. And how they understand and to be part of the communication process for them to facilitate that.
Very important.
So,
very important.
very important. So I am just blown away. Mm-hmm.
Sounds great to me. I had that fine opportunity, as we call it in the Army, to learn sign language.
Wow.
Back late 70s, early 80s, before I went in the Army.
Okay.
I studied sign language.
Wow.
I studied it. I went to several college classes for it.
Wow. So you guys can communicate.
Great.
This is true.
Wow.
Yeah, it's such a, the way it's so beautiful, the sign language, and the signs make sense once you start to study and you start to understand. Sometimes I used to have people that actually thought I was hearing impaired. Because I'd be signing to somebody else.
Yeah.
And I remember I scared one person one day on the subway back in Philly.
Wow.
And I was signing to somebody and waved bye to them. And I think the person went to do something, and I started talking to them.
Oh, my.
And the person just jumped. They're like, what? You can talk? Well, yeah.
Wow.
But that is
okay. I can see why Nicole Marie wants to learn to sign.
Yeah.
Nicole Marie,
Michael,
that's your number three.
When I start learning, I'll call you and we'll practice. We'll have to do a Zoom or FaceTime or something so we can practice.
I'm loving it. All right.
Sounds like a plan.
Grade number three, learning to sign, Nicole Marie.
Now, Carrie, moving on, what is your number three? We had
my
number Paris and your family. What's next?
Yes, exactly. My number three is something that I've already done, but I want to do again real soon. And that is I want to complete my next book. And something that has really, I have How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, as you guys know, and several other things that I've written and done for other folks as well. That's part of what we do at Hair Radio. But I want to publish a book to help other folks publish books and to promote their books. And I always get a lot of folks asking me about our aspect of publishing and stuff, and I want to be I think I was encouraged to pull together a whole series of books. If I didn't, and I want to, that is my ongoing retirement career, if you will. I'll just be writing, churning out one book after the next. So, you know, you'll always have Carrie and my legacy around. That's my number three, is to write my next book.
Yeah, that definitely is a worthy, very worthy thing, because that's leaving a legacy, and a lot of people never get a chance to leave a legacy. You write a book, and that book will be around the next, 500 years?
Longer.
Yeah, longer, yeah. I mean, we're still reading hieroglyphics, so.
Yeah.
I mean, it is perfect.
Thank you, Michael.
That is absolutely wonderful. I love that, Carrie. I have been a co-author in two books, but I would definitely see how that's valuable and would love to actually know how to do it myself.
Oh, awesome. Wow. We might have project, on the horizon. Awesome.
Most definitely.
Wow.
Yes.
Now you can see why that's my number three. All right. And that's to write my next book, my next bestseller, as we say here at Hair Radio. And that's what we've been doing. If you guys out there are just kind of tuning in, we're at number two today on our countdown of our bucket list items, our top five bucket list items, with Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins and me, Carrie Hines. Number two. We're going to ask Michael Hopkins, what's at number two for Michael?
Oh, now, this number two, this one, you guys will not see this one coming on my number two. Believe it or not, I want a truck collection. of old trucks, believe it or not. You know, real trucks, big trucks, little trucks, domestic trucks, military trucks. That's something I've always dreamed about.
Okay. You want to create a truck. Okay. Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. One of the things, you know, like along with the truck thing, and it just fits right in it, I want to get my CDL for truck and for bus.
All right.
I know that seems kind of odd. I just like old trucks. You know, old tractor trailers, the kind of trucks we grew up with, 50s, 60s, 70s, into the 80s. Pickup trucks, old pickup trucks, and military vehicles, the kind I used to ride in the military, 2.5-ton trucks, 5 tons, tractor trailers.
Okay. Interesting.
It's just something, I don't know how to explain it to you guys, but it's something about the smell in the inside of those old vehicles, and they ride rough, and you got to manhandle them. You almost got to be Hercules to drive them.
Well, now, we don't say manhandle anymore. We say person handle.
Okay, person handle.
Politically correct.
Politically correct. Oh, yeah. But it's fun driving them. It really is.
All right. Sounds good to
me. Now, Michael, I'm a little surprised that you said truck collection, because you're always going to different car shows and posting different cars and so forth. So I thought that you would say car collection, which is sports car and all the other little the pictures that you post of the car.
Well, we're not going to say, because that might be next on his list, so we're going to let him stay with his truck collection for now.
Okay.
Sounds good so far.
All right. Well, listen, I am just blown away at the idea of a truck collection for Michael Hopkins. I'm just really blown away. I think this is awesome, and I think most of us would like a brand-new truck. I'd like a new truck outside my door, too, but not the whole collection. But one red, shiny truck would be great, pickup style, like I'm in the South, pickup style.
Yes.
All right. Yes. So I can see a good choice, Michael Hopkins. I'm tossing it back to you.
Oh, yes. And let's see. Dubai, skis, family.
Yes.
What's next on your list?
For the Polaris, yeah.
Yes.
Next on my list is I want to attend a Wimbledon tennis match. I am a tennis fan. I actually play tennis myself, and I would just love to travel to London and attend a Wimbledon match. Now, I would love to see Venus and Serena because I love them, but just being there at a match, you know, watching anyone there, just being in the mist, in the atmosphere, that's what I want to do.
Wow. Oh, my. A Wimbledon tennis match.
Yes.
Yeah, Wimbledon. You want to go to do the Wimbledon. I love that you, Nicole Marie, are a tennis fan, and I know that your daughter takes tennis lessons.
Yeah.
And, I remember that, and you fans out there now know that, too. And I think that is great. I had the chance in New York because they – do this thing. I think it was the Virginia Slims. I forget. I think that's what it was. I'm not sure. But I went to a tennis match, and for the first time in my life, so I got a chance to see. They have what they do here in New York. They do a seasonal thing where you get to come out and work those. People had jobs.
Okay.
I have friends who worked that every time it came each year. And so I got a chance to go to the tennis match. And yes, our heads look in unison and one direction then the other. Boop, 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 boop. So I could see where number two for you, Nicole Marie, is all about the tennis ball.
Yes.
All right.
And I didn't even know. I really, Nicole Marie, I didn't even know you were involved in the tennis realm. I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
wow, I have learned something new.
That's what this is all about.
You know, Carrie, I might have to change my list. that tennis thing is, I mean, it is interesting. I'd have to, you know, put my neck in check a little bit, you know, with the arthritis. I'd have to just look a little slower than anybody else and everybody. But, no, it looks fascinating to me just to, it's a lot of energy.
Yeah.
They train very hard for that, and it's a lot of coordination. You know, hand coordination, and it's strategy too. Tennis is a strategy.
Absolutely. Well, I can see, because I know that Nicole Marie is one of the biggest strategists out there, so I can see why that's number two on her list today.
Oh,
Nicole
Marie,
we're talking
for me.
About that to you. Yes.
All right. Now, Carrie, next up is your number two. What's next?
Well, my number two, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, and all the fans out there, my number two is to create a documentary that I call Radiomentary. And that is where we kind of talk about it. Now the style is everybody does a documentary. And for those of you who may not be as familiar, documentary is where a person, it could be whatever it is, they're telling a story. And there are many different styles. You guys got to Google the word documentary. There are many different styles of documentary. Some feature close-up testimonials, others just someone telling a story with pictures. There's so many different things. So I'm intrigued and fascinated by the idea of doing a documentary on my life and sharing that with all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So that's my number two. My number two is a documentary.
Oh, yeah, that's excellent. I mean, that's just another way of leaving a legacy.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Hopkins. Wow.
That would be an amazing story. Yes, most definitely. Just everything that has gone on in your life and how, you know, everything has come to be. Oh, that would be just an amazing story. You have to do that, Carrie. You have to do that.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate that. And so we are down to, okay, we need a drum roll for this.
Drum roll, please.
Number one. But before we get there, we want to remind everybody what you've been listening to is a countdown of our top five bucket list items with Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, and me, Carrie Hines. And with a quick review before we get to number one. At number five for Michael Hopkins was to fly a plane. Number four, a guitar collection. Number three, a toy collection. Lots of collections for Michael Hopkins. And his number two choice, of course, another type of collection, a truck collection. And so real nice choices. We're going to get to Michael with his number one top bucket list item of all time in just a bit. Nicole Marie, her number five, a ski trip. Number four was Dubai, of visiting Dubai. And number three, learning to sign language. And number two for our own Nicole Marie, Wimbledon, visiting Wimbledon, and taking in one of those great tennis matches. For me, Carrie Hines, well, kind of like Nicole Marie, I wanted to travel. Top of my top five list on my countdown, number five was to go to Paris, France, to go back to Europe. It's been many years since I've traveled there, and I've been several times overseas, but I would love to go back. At number four, I wanted to do another trip, but this time not so far, to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, to visit family. Family I haven't seen since I've been doing the Hair Radio Morning Show for you guys. I'm going to blame you guys out there. Number three, on my list. It's definitely something that I will get to, and that is my next book, my next bestseller that you guys have inspired. Number two on my list, write a documentary. So along the same idea. And what's interesting, as we get to the top of this number one list, guys, and Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, have you guys noticed anything that surprised you about, before we get to our number one, was there anything that surprised you about learning about some of our bucket list items? Like, to me, I found it fascinating that of Michael's list, I think three items so far were all collections that he wanted to kind of assemble and put together.
Right.
I found that to be fascinating.
Right.
Nicole Marie.
I was most surprised by the guitar collection.
The guitar that he, that was surprising too. I didn't know he had the music gene. So we're going to have to, we're going to have to hear some of this. We really are. And it's nice that you inspired your son, Michael, to play as well. So great stories. And like Michael flying a plane, I want to get on a plane, but I don't want to fly. But Michael, you can fly me over to Paris. I'll take that. And Nicole Marie, what can I say? I mean, of course, learning sign language is something that is super, super incredible. And what a great item to have on your top five and to be something that you accomplish. And that's something that's not far reaching. You can start these bucket list items today. Today. And so great items, everybody. And now, what you've all been waiting for, the number ones from Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, and me, Carrie Hines. What is the number one item on our bucket list that we're going to talk about? Michael Hopkins, take it away.
Wow. My number one thing, and actually Nicole had guessed it, my number one thing is that I want a classic car collection. My wife and I
do another collection.
My wife and I have always dreamed about having a classic car collection with at least 40 cars in it.
Oh, wow.
Always dreamed about that. And most of the cars, they'll be like old hot rods because that's something I'm just really into. I've been into that ever since I've been a teenager.
Wow.
Old hot rods from the 50s and the 60s and even into the 70s. It's just something I've always loved. And, you know, it's just one of those things. Classics, old Cadillacs, Buicks, Oldsmobiles, Pontiacs, even, what's that one? Studebakers, 44s, that's one of my favorites. 40 and 41 Fords, old Chevrolets from the 50s, from the 60s, even like earlier, Model Ts, Model As. They're just so much a part of our history. And I just love looking at those cars and touching them and sitting in them and the old smells and all that.
We get the picture here, okay.
Oh,
good choices, Michael.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Now, Michael, like I said, I had already brought that up when we were back on number two, so I can definitely see this.
We all can.
I can see your car collection, yes, definitely. So I'm not surprised about your number one.
All right. Well, listen, I am. Because I said, well, Michael is not going to go with the cars. I thought about it for a moment. I said, no, he's got a toy collection, a truck collection, and we probably should have figured. See, I thought he was going to go for a train collection. He talked about planes.
Oh.
He talked about all kinds of methods of travel.
Right.
He really did. So I thought he was going to go the train route. He didn't. He went to the classic
car route. Yes.
So real interesting. Michael, great choice. Okay, well, I'm very impressed. Michael, I'm tossing it back to you.
Okay. Oh, I tell you one thing. I want to see Nicole Marie top my car collection. I can't wait. let's see you top my car collection.
Well, my number one is a little different. It's not any type of collection. Mine is also another travel venture. And I want to go to Africa.
Ooh.
And I want to go on an African safari and then tour around Africa to different places.
Wow.
Okay. Right. I didn't see that coming. I guess
no,
you did beat me out, didn't you?
At all. African safari, Nicole Marie.
Yes.
African safari,
That is incredible that you're number one. I think that's awesome. So you want to be out there with the animals and all of that, the safaris out there?
Yes.
Okay. Well, and we want to
And then I
want to
tour the country, yes.
Yeah, you want the continent of Africa.
Experience the culture, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Because what I want to make sure folks know, there are lots of different countries over there in Africa. And and it's not all, even though we have a lot of safari areas there, and it really is the mecca for that, they're quite, industrialized, just like here in America. We don't want folks thinking that that's all that's there. So it's
exactly.
not the Tarzan-type movie, folks. It is
an incredible society,
and it's an incredible continent with all kinds of earthly riches. So we love Africa. We shout out our fans and our Hair Radio Africa
folks.
Most
definitely, yes.
While you're there, you can visit Ghana and Nigeria and Egypt and South Africa and east side
of
Africa.
So many places to visit.
Kenya and, go over across the diaspora of the continent of Africa. All right.
I definitely want to go to Ghana and Nigeria. I know those two.
Me too. Well, you know what? This is time for you to start. They've got those, but they've got a whole lot more out there. So time to Google. Okay. So I'm tossing it back to you, Nicole Marie. That's incredible. Number one, okay?
All right, Carrie. Up to your number one. What's next?
And I guess I get to say the final word here.
Yeah.
My final choice. All right. Well, listen, first of all, I want to say again, it has been awesome to do this with each of you. I've learned a lot that I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know these things. And to know that you're inspiring the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show to not wait to make it a bucket list item, but to pursue these dreams and make them into reality each and every day. And we're a reminder to do that right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So my number one today, and that is something that I'm passionate about for the hair and beauty community. It has always been my dream to establish a retirement community, a retirement home that is set up for people who have contributed part of their careers or their careers and given so much to the hair and beauty industry. And so that's what I'd like to do, a retirement home or a retirement community for the hair and beauty folks. And so I'm looking to do that. That's my dream to establish that.
That would work.
Wow.
That would definitely work. That right there, Carrie, I mean, that's something that nobody has, that I know of, has gone in that type of direction for the hair and beauty industry.
Thank you. Pretty much.
I've never seen anybody go in that direction with that.
Thank you.
I think it would work.
And I'm going to do just that. I have a plan already that's in motion to set that up. Interesting.
Great. Now, Carrie, I must say for your top five list.
Yes.
I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised. Number five down to number two. I wasn't surprised because that's definitely you. Getting to know you, those things right there are definitely you. And even number one, I'm surprised just because, okay, retirement community, but I'm not surprised because it's you. Because everything you do is new, on the cutting edge, it's organic, it's different, it's creative, and that's what you always create.
Thank you.
So I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised.
I think that's a great idea.
The retirement community is a great idea.
Thank you very much. It would give me great joy to continue my journey.
Yes.
So I want to say thank you to all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, as well as my incredible colleagues right here. We're talking with the one and only Miss Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi, and from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, Michael Hopkins, and me, Carrie Hines, out of Brooklyn, New York. I just want to say again, thank you guys out there for joining us and shouting out the fans of the Upscale Magazine Radio and all of us at the Hair Radio Morning Show and fans all over the world. We'll see you next time.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio. Roots Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair mask, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle, and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapi, and we thank you. Please register at Carapi.com and join our Carapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
And welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Carrie, over to you.
Thank you, Angela. Okay, it's Thursday morning, September 8th of 2022. It's our show number 753. That's show number 753. We march towards show number 1,000. We are actually counting down to the 1,000 mark. That's quite a bit of shows. Over 2,000 hours, way over 2,000 hours of recorded material, the most prolific of any hair radio broadcast in the history of broadcasting worldwide acclaim. And we're real pleased about that. Clearly over 2,000 guests
on the broadcast, at least 5,000 songs. We've just done a lot, and it's my great honor to be at this portion, this stretch of the road, with a great radio partner. I'm talking about a wonderful lady who is doing such big things. She's out of Water Valley, Mississippi. We're talking, of course, about the one and only Queen of the Mornings, the newly minted Queen of the Mornings, Miss Nicole Marie. Good morning, Nicole Marie. Happy mid-show. Yes, happy mid-show to everybody.
Happy mid-show. Good morning to all of our listeners. Yes, good morning. Good morning.
So you've been listening to the broadcast. What do you have to say this morning?
I have been listening, and it has been powerful and just wonderful so far. Yes, I just love it so much. I definitely enjoyed listening back to our bucket list.
Oh, that is wonderful.
Yes, definitely enjoyed that. Yes, definitely enjoyed listening to you this morning, talking about business journey and, you know, just helping others here on the Hair Radio show. I just love that. Just being opportunity, economical opportunity. There's just so many things that we are doing at the Hair Radio Morning Show, and just, you know, your vision and just where things are headed. It's just very exciting. It's very, very uplifting, and I just look forward every morning to getting on the Hair Radio Morning Show and just continuing to just uplift
and motivate and inspire our
listeners. Yes.
You're doing
it's
great.
Wonderful.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Nicole Marie, out of Water Valley, Mississippi, the co-host of the broadcast. Thank you. It's mid-show, and I appreciate all of that. Nicole Marie was talking about when we kicked off the show this morning. First, I always like to give folks, if you missed any part of this, or if you're just kind of catching on and you're just tuning in, we welcome you. We really do. If you've missed any part of it, you'll be able to listen back to the whole broadcast. We usually air it after 9 over at the upscalemagazineradio.com. So that's the website, upscalemagazineradio.com. They play a bunch of our recent 3-hour shows and so many other interviews and so much other stuff over there. It's fantastic. They have an entire website. Again, it's upscalemagazineradio.com. So do check it out. Real good stuff. And any portion of today's show. So that's one of the things. We also share it on Facebook and through our social media connects and things like that. So it's really, as soon as we kind of wrap up at 9 New York time, 8 o'clock for Nicole Marie in the South Central Time Zone, as soon as we wrap up, we then try to get the broadcast circulated out there. So it reaches a lot of folks. They're not just the folks who are listening live right now. They already know they can just tune back in later anytime and listen to the broadcast over and over and over and over again. all you have to do, if you do miss the show, and the easiest way, Nicole Marie, that I tell folks, is to Google it. G-O-O-G-L-E, Google. That's all you got to do. 5 words. You know what those 5 words are, Nicole Marie? That you need to search.
The Hair Radio Morning Show.
You got it. Ding, 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 ding. I don't have my bell. Yes, that's right, Nicole Marie. That's what you need to search. And once you put that in, you search that, it pops up with all of our recent shows. You actually get the whole list. Oh, goodness. You're talking a long list of shows.
Long list.
Lots and lots of shows. So as we said at the top of this segment, we're opening up, we're coming up on 1,000 episodes. So,
wow.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot.
We're moving along,
It also, you've got to remember, it makes us the most successful hair radio show in the history of broadcasting, period.
Oh, yes.
So that's really an accomplishment. So we deserve credit for that. And speaking of getting credit, there is a new, well, she's a hairstylist with a business called the Healthy Hair Bar. And if you want to check out her website, just go to healthyhairbar.com. So it's healthyhairbar.com. Her name is Rochelle Chappelle. I just love her name, Rochelle Chappelle.
Yes.
She'll be with us about 8:30. Now, she's from the West Coast. So you talk about fans of our show. You know, we have fans from coast to coast, literally, from coast to coast, from New York to L.A., from, you know, up in the Pacific Northwest to down to the bottom of California to out here on the East Coast, the Midwest. And certainly, definitely, and certainly around the world, as you guys know, we're always shouting out our amazing fans around the world, yeah. And today's no different. We also want to take a moment to acknowledge the folks at Upscale Magazine Radio. UpscaleMagazineRadio.com operates around the clock 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's really based on the popular 34-year-old Upscale magazine, and real happy about that. Inside, you'll find a lot of my work because folks don't know that I do a lot of graphic design. That's something you should know. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. And real happy about that. We're still going to go through some of the stories in there and kind of share that with you. But first, we got a few other things. I want to turn a little bit to it, just a tad. We don't like to get into news stuff so much here on the show. But I wanted to take a moment to just acknowledge President Obama, Michelle Obama, and former president, President Obama. They returned to the White House. They were big paintings that were done, and President Biden invited them back. And the way that they had mentioned it at the end of the news report on TV was that they were not invited during the previous administration. So you can guess who was in the White House at that time. So we were so excited to see them back at the White House and just to know what a great job they've done, and all positives, negative things that we are inundated with daily.
Right.
And just wrongdoings to no end. We just want to say thank you so much for making us.
Thank you.
Yeah, so great job. Welcome back, and we wish you all the best as you guys enter phase as just citizens like the rest of us here in America. Okay, so I want to get that out. When you guys get a chance, you can Google it. And you'll see the pictures. Really great job. I think Michelle looks
beautiful.
Fabulous.
Yes.
Yeah, she's just a great look.
Beautiful.
Now, also, just wanted to make sure, folks, a lot of what we do here is tied to the subject of hair loss. You guys know we do a whole bunch of talking about hair loss, the subject of thinning hair. But more than that, the different types of alopecia, a lot of it gained notoriety with the whole big slap at the Oscars with Will Smith, and he slapped Chris Rock. And so much has come of that. And I wanted to keep the light shining on the subject of alopecia.
Yes, very important.
Yeah, to me that's important, Nicole Marie. It is. Because I think
we've been talking about it for years, Carrie, but the conversation, really came to light at this slap. to open the conversation up about it.
Exactly.
But you've been talking about
You're right.
Yes.
We've been talking about it. And the Hair Radio Morning Show, that's why for us, we are well positioned to, I think, do the most good in this arena. And that's why we formed the very first ever foundation that highlights
the education of traction alopecia. And so that's the number one type of alopecia that that afflicts African-American women. And it's one that the other alopecia organizations don't even mention. It's not a one that I've interviewed quite a few right here on the show. It's not one that seemed to be of interest to a lot of the other organizations. Now, for me, I knew early on that traction alopecia, the reason that you have traction alopecia, that it affects African-American women more so than others, not exclusive, as folks may think, exclusively rather, but including others. But to me, it's about the lack of education. You see, for our community, hair care is not just something that is cosmetic. It's not just, what we want to look trendy for today and this type thing.
Right.
And nothing against those communities out there where it is all about the trend. For the African-American community, and I'm going to speak monolithically, but I think it's much more, much beyond that. I think we have those who enjoy the trend, but I think more importantly, we have a cultural connection, very profound cultural connection, as you guys know. And so just want to remind you guys of that. And because of that, I created TAF. TAF is the Traction Alopecia Foundation. And the Traction Alopecia Foundation, again, you'll find information about TAF at my website, which is kerapy.com, kerapy.com, or kerryhinehaircare.com, whichever you wish to go to. So real good stuff. And we're going to continue to shine the light on this subject. It ties into Kerapy, which is the brand, our exclusive brand that we offer to folks, which is about growing hair and growing our community. So just as Maggie always says, less than 3% is owned by folks in which the product are made for, which is really, and, it just reminds me, when you look at the community,
we have such a large buying power.
We have a large buying power, and we have to be conscious of that. You're talking about a multi-billion-dollar industry in terms of hair care. And look, culturally created products should be owned by those who use those products. How on earth can you have everybody else benefiting but the very people who you're selling and making the money from? Only in America does this seem to be popular and accepted behavior. So we're addressing all of that. And that's why I'm so proud of Kerapy.com, because we set it up where we have products that, number one, are great. Products that are effective.
Yes, wonderful products.
You just can't toss something out and think we're just going to go crazy about it. It has to be effective. And so for us, that means that our products grow your hair by scalp stimulation. That's what it's about. And it's a moisturizing shampoo. Okay, so these are things that are important. And in our community, if you wish to have a business, you can. That's why Kerapy.com exists.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to continue to talk about this as we kind of move along right here on the Hair Radio Highway this morning, Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, it's Thursday, September 8th, 2022, show number 753. Now, I want to turn over to a little bit of what's happening in New York. We have the children returning to school today. And I know, Nicole Marie, you and I talked about this.
Yes, we talked
about it down in your neck of the woods in Mississippi.
Yes.
Because When did they go back? Your kids and those folks down there went
back. The first week in August.
Whew, that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
So they're well settled in again.
Yes, that was the 4th, I believe, that first Thursday. They went back to school.
Wow. Yeah. Now, what's the significance for the schools always bringing them back on a Thursday? What's the idea behind that? Does anybody have any good ideas?
Well, the teachers come back to do their training and to get everything ready and so forth. And then, that Wednesday is open house where everybody comes, sees their classroom and get their schedules. And then schools start on that Thursday. So I think just not starting on a Monday, just kind of easing back into it a little bit. You know, you go Thursday, Friday, you have the weekend. Then you come back and start on that Monday. So to kind of ease into the year. Yes. Yes.
Ooh, okay. Well, I'm excited for all the students.
That's my personal opinion. So.
Well, I believe you're correct. And I thought about the same thing. I really did. Well, here in New York, you have literally hundreds of thousands of students are affected.
Wow.
And are returning today. Yeah, this is big news here in New York City. And I'm real excited.
Wishing them a successful and safe school year.
Yes, well, I hope so. They have decided on so many things. There's so many different changes and things. And we're kind of returning a back-to-life approach here in New York. In addition, as if that's not big news, we're also looking at, we have a subway system. And I mean, anyone who's been on the phone with me, you hear the New York City subway. Our offices, where our studio here is right literally under what they call the L track, which stands for elevated train system. We have it. It's kind of like what Chicago has. We have these big train systems, which are the blood of the city. And on our subways here, that's what I was trying to get across to you guys, is that they have done away with the mask. So I'm so happy. So the truth be told, in recent times that I've been on the city subway here in New York, most of the folks don't even have a mask on anymore, so it may be news for them to actually say it, but the folks that already decided to move on. So just want to kind of bring you guys up to speed on those noted items. And, it's a great day today. Again, if you have just tuned in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Out of Brooklyn, New York, with Nicole Marie, who's down in Water Valley, Mississippi. We're going to be joining Michael Hopkins. Mm-hmm. We're getting him up early this morning. Michael Hopkins from the Vet Talk Radio Show is going to hang out with us in just a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Also, of course, returning back to the show today, we're talking about BLU. Blue is joining us. You guys know her. I call her the Queen of Candles. Yeah, she's out of Jacksonville, Florida. We want to find out what's happening weather-wise. We'll talk to her a little bit about that down there as well, in addition to the scent of the day. So all that's on the way. Hey, I want to hear this song again. I'm sorry, but this is one, I got. And again, and Nicole, you weren't all that, we were talking, chatting right before the show went on today. No, you are not all that familiar with Amy Winehouse. I'm surprised.
No,
okay.
I'm not. I'm going to have to look her up.
Wow.
And check her music out. No, because I was curious about the song early this morning. And, that's why I was asking you. So I would love to hear it again.
Well, this is called Back to Black. And it's by the legendary Amy Winehouse. And we'll be right back. Right after that, we'll be on with a whole bunch of new things to get into. And Candle Queen. Stay with us.
Right.
We'll be right back. All right. Back to Black. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
All your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Kerry Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
That's right, Divine Energy Candles. Hey, speaking of, I say DEC, we are bringing to the line. First, let me just get on Nicole Marie and I are bringing to the line. We're all happy about this. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Blue.
Blue is here with us. Blue out
good
of Florida.
Morning.
Blue.
Good morning, you guys. Good morning.
All right.
How are
it's
you
always
today?
Great to have you with us.
I'm doing really good. Really, really good. I missed you guys yesterday. It was an appointment, but it went amazing. So
yes,
I'm not.
We missed you yesterday.
Yeah, we did. Yes. Well, we ran Divine Energy Candles. We just love the commercial here. And it's just
it's
refreshing.
Beautiful,
oh,
yes,
so
I love it.
You're so kind. Yes, and that there's a longer version, too, we're going to play in just a bit as well. Real happy about all that's happening here. I want to remind everybody, I just want to get it out, and I don't want to forget, we have a very, very special guest coming up at about 8:30 this morning. So you certainly want to tune in for that. Her name is Rochelle Chappelle. I said, she has the name of life, Rochelle Chappelle. Go ahead. Okay, from California, she'll be joining us. So about 8:30 on the Pacific West Coast. It's like, what is it? It's like 5:30 to 3:30 in the morning. No, hold it. No, I'm sorry. 5:30 in the morning. It'll be 5:30 Pacific time, 8:30 New York time. So, and for you guys in the Central time zone, it'll be 7:30 your time. So I'm real happy. Yeah. So you have, she's a stylist. She's got the Healthy Hair Bar and very interesting site, very multicultural. So, you know, you need a little warning. Let me give that to you. Check it out. healthyhairbar.com, folks. So, Blue, we are turning back to the Queen of Candles this morning. First of all, I want to say good morning to Divine Energy Candles fans and to everybody. We've been really running the commercial here each day and just reminding everybody about these beautiful scented candles that you have. So what's going on down in Jacksonville, Florida? First, how's the weather down here today, Blue?
It is cloudy and dark. They are promising us some rain today. And it looks like we're going to get it.
Uh-oh.
It looks like you're going to get it.
Here,
wow. Wow.
Yeah. After 7:30, it's dark. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? This is why I say, and you guys hear me say this every day, this is why it's important to have Blue be part of this whole thing here at Hair Radio, this whole mid-show live chat that we do. You guys know that the whole broadcast is devoted to having folks feel uplifted each day. And to me, as I told you from the very first moment we ever talked, Divine Energy, when I first spoke to Blue, I said, your candles will fit in beautifully because we're all about good morning inspiration. And I'm a candle king. I'm big on candles. So I know that, well, you know, you don't hear a whole lot of guys fessing up to it. It's one of those things that we're closet candle folks. And so, you know, so I'm pushing down that door. I want folks to know that we love candles and we love Divine Energy Candles. These are just luxurious candles. Yes. So good job.
So today, Flo, what's the scent of the day? You always come and hit us with some great sounding stuff that we just could, you know, you just transport us, literally. So what does Divine Energy Candles have on tap for today?
Today we have on tap Beautiful Day. Beautiful Day is a scent with fresh apple blends with a dewy flower petals to create a clean light scent that will entice your senses.
Oh, my God. Can you repeat that, please? Beautiful Day.
Beautiful Day.
Beautiful
Day.
So good.
Yes, fresh apple blends with a dewy flower petals to create a clean light scent. Yes, and we're here to entice your senses.
Wow. I tell you, I'm just loving this.
I can smell it
now. I really am. Yes, Beautiful Day. I need to get, I think I have we got to find a beautiful song to play a little bit later. I think I do have one that we can get into a little bit. Speaking of songs, now hold it, Blue. Did you happen to hear that? I can't believe so many folks had not heard of Amy Winehouse, but she had, you know what, maybe because
I
she
love,
had some
love
huge,
love.
You heard of
I love
okay,
Amy
now she
I
had
love
some
her,
monster
yes.
in it.
She really
I don't
did.
Remember
I was sad when she passed away. I was really sad about that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, me too. We were really down
on that.
She was
very, very talented. Very talented woman. Yeah. Very talented.
Yeah.
In spite of everything she
yeah,
went
exactly.
through, her music just went right through me when I heard it. So, yeah.
Yeah, me too. And I think, and I can't remember. She had like a huge, huge, huge record. Like that's what started everything, and I just we're gonna have to Google it during the next break. But yeah, she's an incredible artist. One of my other favorite songs from her, "Tears Dry on Their Own." I don't even have that lined up. I shouldn't mention because I don't have it on cue. But I will get it for you guys. Blue. I totally 1,000% agree with what you said. She is she was so talented that you guys heard of the jazz musician, the older gentleman, Tony, what's his name? He's like 90. Oh, gosh, he's been out there. He always sings with Lady Gaga. Oh, I cannot think of his name. Yes, who said that? Nicole Marie, was that you?
Nicole,
Tony Bennett. Tony Bennett. When he heard this woman, Amy Winehouse, you have to hear the accolades that he called her the real deal. She was the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
You would never think that this woman who came in this, like, you know, since I think she came, I discovered her in like the early 2000s, I think somewhere in there. And just the fact, or mid 2000s, somewhere in there. And she just blew everybody away. She was a natural.
Yeah, I was so very surprised.
Yeah. And I'll bet you, if you've heard, you would have heard some of her big hit records. Trust me, because you couldn't not have a radio at that time and not have heard her music. Believe me. You might not know who it
was. The favorite. Rehab was the one that was really popular.
Rehab. Oh, my God.
Yes.
That. Blue, I didn't know you were such a pop.
Yes, honey, I love this. Amy, now that music used to go right through your soul, honey. When she sang that voice was amazing.
Yes, I'm with you there. One of these days, we'll have to do a whole show for with her music.
Rehab
was her.
That
was a monster hit record. So
we
love her. Yeah, we love her so much, and we certainly miss her. Well, I tell you, Blue, we're just so grateful that we have your wonderful candle company. We have everything that you're doing, and today is a great Thursday morning. It's September 8th. I want to remind everybody as well, tomorrow on Friday's show, it'll be September 9th. You guys know that we will be off until Tuesday. We won't be back on the three-hour live show until Tuesday morning, in which we're having a special 8 o'clock, one-hour episode for Michael,
and the Vet Talk Radio Show. So we'll be broadcasting starting at 6 on Tuesday morning. And so that'll be real good. But what amazes me is that Sunday, we have to take a moment, especially for us New Yorkers, but everywhere, all over the country, we honor those who lost their lives and pay attention to September 11th. That'll be this coming Sunday. And so tomorrow on the Hair Radio Morning Show, since we're off on the weekend from the live show, we will take a moment to acknowledge this incredible, unforgettable part of America's history. And so, and I've got my own personal story to tell you that I've never shared. So you want to tune in for that tomorrow. Hey, I wanted to take a moment. Let's get Michael into the convo. Michael Hopkins, who is the host of Vet Talk Radio Show, which airs on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 normally, but on Tuesday the 13th, he'll be on at 8 o'clock in the morning for an entire hour. So we're going to chat with him. Let's get him on the line. Out of beautiful Spotsylvania, VA, and that's Virginia. Michael, you're on with the entire team. You've got Nicole Marie. You've got Blue. You've got Carrie Hines. You've got all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. You've got the Upscale Magazine Radio folks. You've got everybody. Good morning, again.
Good morning.
Wow, good morning. I was waiting for you to throw in the kitchen sink, too.
I think we did, Hopkins. I think we
did.
We really did. It's been an awesome, awesome broadcast today. And we're real excited. Yeah, we really are. So we've been talking. Now, Michael, I don't expect you to have heard Amy's name or Tony Bennett and all these people, but are you into big jazzy voices and great music?
Oh, yeah. Tony Bennett? Tony Bennett? Yes.
Well,
once again, I'm going to give you a veteran factoid. He's a veteran, too. He's a World War II veteran. He was a crooner during World War II. He entertained the troops during World War II. He sure did.
Well,
oh,
he's still out there. I just saw him on TV with he and with Lady Gaga were just out
Lady
there doing
Gaga.
Some stuff. But yeah, but what I love about and I think she's from New York, if I'm not mistaken, I believe. But what I love about Tony Bennett and like I said, when he first spoke of this woman, just incredible stuff. And you guys, if you're not all that much of an A-fan yet, you will be. Check it out. So real good stuff. All right. So Hopkins, we are thrilled. Are you ready for your 1 hour special taping next week, a 1 hour broadcast on the Vet Talk Radio Show, which will air on Tuesday at 8, that's the 13th of September. So what are your thoughts, Hopkins?
Oh, yes, sir. It is rock and roll time. We're going into season two, and season two is going to be so exciting. We've got so many things lined up for season two, and I'm just looking forward to it, Carrie. I really am, because we're going to dive deep into some of the subjects that we've already touched on, and we have some new subjects that we really have to investigate, we really have to bring to light for the veterans.
Mm.
And just looking forward to it. You know, that energy. I've got that energy, and I'm just looking forward to it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Michael.
Great season.
Blue, did you hear that? Yeah, Nicole Marie, Michael, okay.
Yes,
yeah. I love it. That's great stuff, Michael. And great that you're on top of things and everything is coming together. And we just love hearing from you guys each morning. It's a great thing. Who in the world? I think I heard from Queen Treece the other day, and she's like, what about the divine energy candles? She asked me about the, I swear, I kid you not. I said, oh, my. You know, when I start hearing from Queen Treece and them specifically naming products,
and brand, then I, no, honest to God, I know that we're doing something right. So I'm going to shout her out this morning. And that's really the truth. I'm not even, it's not even an exaggeration. And so that just tells me that you guys are connecting with the fans of this show in many ways, and that's a great thing. So I'm real happy about that. Great job, everybody. Great job. So, all right, why don't we take a little bit of a break? We'll be back. We've got a long way to go this morning. We'll be on, remember, 8:30 this morning, special guest, Rochelle Chappelle from HealthyHairBar.com. You want to check it out? I love her site. Again, she's got an amazing website. Now, Rochelle, she's down to earth, but if you got the little ones around, you might want to usher them off to school. We're going to have a little bit of fun. So I think you're going to enjoy this today. Again, Rochelle Chappelle will be with us about 8:30 this morning, New York time, 7:30 for you guys out in Central Time Zone. So we're going to have a little bit of fun. Stay with us. We've got a lot more to get into.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
You're listening to The Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie with Michael Hopkins and Blue. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
All right. We will be right back. No, we're going to take it from here, Angela. Hey, I just want to say thank you so much. Again, it's Thursday morning. Our show number 753 is September 8th of 2022. I want to bring everybody back to the line. Nicole Marie from Water Valley, Mississippi. We're talking about Blue down in Jacksonville, Florida. Michael Hopkins out of Water Valley. Water Valley. It's a beautiful
Spotsylvania.
I always want to put you in Water Valley. And
wow.
I've never been. Let me just say I've never been. So that'll have to change at some point. But yeah, so Michael, but no, you're in Spotsylvania, Virginia. And I, Carrie Hines, am in Brooklyn, New York. So before we went to a quick break, I wanted to kind of circle back. Blue, it's your turn up. I want to talk a little bit more about these candles for the holidays. We're about to get into, first we've got, well, Halloween. We've then got the Big T, Thanksgiving. And then after that, we've got Christmas.
So folks on the noises on the background, please, cut that out, please, folks. I can't hear it. Yeah. So we've got a lot that we'll be getting into. So for the holidays, what
absolutely
for you, Blue?
I'm getting ready for October for Halloween, of course. I have our
candy holiday, though? I never thought of that as a candle holiday.
Yeah, I do holiday candles. Yeah, well, you know, we have candles each holiday. If there's a holiday in that month, I make a candle for that month. Like October is, you know, Halloween, so I have our candy corn candle, and I have, you know, orange candles and black candles.
You know, Blue, you just zoomed through these. Hold on, hold it. Did you just say a candy corn candle?
It's
just normal.
It is. It's white, orange, and yellow, like a candy corn. Yep, it looks like a candy corn. Three colors. And then I have the regular colors, which is orange and black or just orange. So, yeah, I have Halloween candles, and I have Thanksgiving candles as well.
Before we get over to Thanksgiving, is it just me, Michael, or Nicole Marie? We got the candy corn candles. I can't even say it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes.
I am not surprised after hearing the other candles. I am not surprised for Halloween that there is a candy corn candle.
Yes. We got to get all the goons and goblins out too. You know,
mm-hmm. We love it. DivineEnergyCandles.com. Amazing.
Yeah, we have a pop-up. I'll pop up that month as well called the Halloween. Not Halloween, but the Halloween because it's in our community. In Jacksonville, I stay in the Murray Hill community, and we do a Halloween pop-up, and there's over 50 vendors out, and, you know, everybody comes with their creativity and all their fun stuff that they like to make, whether it is wreaths or candles or bath bombs or body butters. They come with it, everything, plaque, a lot of stuff. It's a lot of stuff out there.
I'm just loving that.
So
am I.
Yeah, wonderful.
This is amazing. Yeah, you know, Blue, you hearken great memories for everybody. You really do. You hearken great memories. And I think it just reminds me, you know, it just reminds me here in the Northeast where, you know, we would pick apples at a certain time of the year. You know, just little things, just things that just resonate so deeply with us and the smells that stay with us for the rest of our lives. And
absolutely.
So when I hear when I hear you talk of these things, that's what goes through my mind, literally. So it's not something that's made up or feigned or, you know, or artificial.
Right.
It's the genuine response to what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm so grateful to have you here. So good stuff.
Yeah.
Blue.
Very glad. Yeah. You definitely live your candle.
You live your – that's a good one, Nicole. You live your candles, and that's really, really good. Yeah.
Bring it to life and bring it to us. And we appreciate that.
I do. Like I said, I'm here to transport everyone, whether it takes them back to, a wonderful time in their past time or something wonderful that's happening for them now. I just want them to be in the moment and just live it to the fullest and want my candles to be a part of that.
Yeah.
Well,
on that note.
Because you definitely bring them to life.
Yeah, I don't know what we can say to improve upon that. I think you nailed it, Blue. So, listen, we're going to get on Blue's long version of her commercial. It's only for about 60 seconds. So take a listen. And, Blue, great job. Awesome on the candles. And Divine Energy candles. We just love them. All right. And
buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Carrie Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
All right.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines. At Divine Energy, you can choose from a wide selection of candles in a variety of widths and heights, as well as a plethora of different scents. Floral Spring Fresh, if you can think of it, they've got it. And if they don't, they're more than happy to whip something up just for you. Not sure what you need? Call them at 904-658-2937. Again, it's 904-658-2937. And tell them you heard about them right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. They've got you covered.
Hi, Blue. I just wanted to make sure you guys were aware. First of all, I love the commercial for the simple fact that I just love an opportunity to talk about the candles and divine energy. I really do. Good stuff. Very good stuff.
Awesome.
So
yeah,
really
sounds
good
great.
Oh, mm-hmm. It's just, it's always pleasant. It really is. And just reminds us of all of the work that you're doing out there. So good stuff. And we've going to just kind of keep it moving this morning. Lots more to get to, folks. In the next half hour, again, about 8:30 this morning, we've got Rochelle Chappelle joining us, and she'll be here to talk about all that she's about, which you guys are going to enjoy. And so much more to get to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm super excited. So, guys, stay with us. We will be right back.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
Nah, 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 come on!
listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I am actually out and about in New York City on this very, very special occasion that we've been talking about for the last few weeks. Today, we are welcoming back to the show a gentleman who is friends with just about everybody in show business. He knows them all, and you guys know him. We're talking about Mr. Lon L. Williams. I know, first of all, welcome back to the Hit Radio Morning Show.
Sorry, it's a pleasure to be back. I really shouldn't be eating this early in the morning,
No, that's right. It's 6 in the morning. Yeah, no, it's very early, but that's okay. Yeah, it's early, but that's okay. We're out and about.
Always a pleasure to be back, and when I'm in New York, I love getting the opportunity to catch up with you and hang out. It's always a blast. So,
listen, the last time you were on the show, okay, it was a while ago, but I remember this because you were actually talking about you had a special meeting, we're going to say, with some big stars. I remember you were out with Jay Leno. I remember you were out with John Travolta. Now, you had a very special talk with John. What do you think he would be saying in that we just recently lost Miss Olivia Newton-John?
He did a very beautiful post on social media. I don't know if you saw it or not. If you haven't, you really should. I mean, it was very heartfelt. He's just a great guy. And it's interesting because when I was with him, he and Jay Leno, we were filming a show on a private jet where we were flying from Burbank to his house in Florida.
Right.
So we got to land on this private runway and go to his house. It was absolutely amazing. And his wife was still alive at that time. And they were just so hospitable and so wonderful. And then shortly after that, he lost his wife.
Right.
Kelly Preston to cancer. And then now Olivia Newton-John. So, you know, it hits home for him, but he's always, I tell him when I'm around him, I say, you know, you're the coolest guy in the universe. And so, but because he's always just so warm and genuine and heartfelt, he is like, if you need somebody in your corner, you want John Travolta, because he's just by humanity at its highest.
Well, listen, thank you for sharing a moment. We know how much you enjoyed your experiences and your time with John. And just want to say thank you while we're out and about. It's always, what you're hearing is New York City, folks. And we are so appreciative for that. We're actually kind of enjoying ourselves out here. And this is Mr. Lonell's first trip back to New York in a while. And we've placed an order for quite a bit of comida. And we've got more to ask him about right here. So hold it, Lonell. Before we let you go this morning, we want to also just take a moment. You are always connected with everybody who's anybody. You were in New York City. You actually were at GMA. Talk to us about that, because why were you at GMA? We're going to just put it on out there.
I went there too because, Megan Thee Stallion was going to be there. So it's so funny because, you know, they do this summer concert series every Friday. And so at the beginning of the summer, or whenever spring, whenever they release the list of the bookings, I go on and see if there's one that I want to attend, and then I immediately hit up my contact, right?
And now he's got friends at GMA.
Yeah, so shout out to Daneska and Cameron. They always take great care of me, VIP hookup, everything, you know. There's no waiting in line, all that stuff. But that's what I came to New York for. And then I ended up extending my trip and then seeing all of these fabulous shows. And then getting a chance to catch up with you. So it's been wonderful.
Thank you, LW. Now, everybody knows you're great friends with the one and only Miss Oprah Winfrey. So we've got to ask you, what is Oprah up to these days?
Oprah is still very busy. She works every day. But she's really doing a lot more on her own platforms through her magazine, a digital magazine, and some other, and she's producing also the Color Purple film, the musical.
Right.
They just finished rapping, and she was down in Atlanta for that. She's always got something up in the pipeline, and she's got a couple other movie projects that she's producing as well. She stays busy. She's booked and busy. Whether you see her, whether she's like on a mainstream platform or doing her own thing behind the scenes, just trust and believe she's still like a conduit to changing the world.
Well, listen, we just love catching up with you and the idea of living vicariously through you and all these folks. Lionel, thank you so much. And what's next for you?
I'm back to traveling, so that part is a wonderful thing. And really just trying to finalize my story. So, you know, people have been asking me about that for so long. So I'm getting closer.
And I hope I'm a part of that story.
Be careful for what you wish for.
This is true.
We go back a long way, so you might want to rephrase that.
We'll be editing this part out. Now, I just have to say thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
It is always a pleasure. Thank you.
Right. What's that from 3LWTV? Stand in
your light.
On that note,
it's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Yes, well, we are live this morning. It's Thursday, September 8th of 2022. It's show number 753. That was my time out not all that long ago with Lionel Williams. And that was right after we had lost Olivia, and he was talking about his time with John Travolta, which he has always shared with us a long time ago. So real good stuff. I want to take a moment, bring Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, my morning crew to the line. So yes, we're live. We're
good
back
morning,
live.
Good morning.
8:12 in the morning. And I've got a surprise drive by, so to speak, with a wonderful lady. You guys know every time I wanna say there is a certain song called Dr. Love way back for the class, for the we call the real club heads out there. And that's why I always think of Shanta Love every time. Shanta Love, good morning. Welcome back to the Hair Radio
good
morning Show.
Good morning, Shanta Love.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Wow.
Good morning.
See how much we miss Shanta Love.
Yeah.
I miss
it's
you.
So good to hear your voice this morning.
Yeah. Thank you. Summer vacation is over. The kids are back to I'm back to mommy duties.
Well, that's what we were going to talk about. It's perfect timing because, especially in the New York area, I think they just went back today, I believe, in New York. But so the Northeast, everybody's back. How has it been for you? You're a mom. You're in mommy mode. So what has that been
like
for you?
The hardest thing is racing to that bus stop to make sure that you don't miss the bus. I think that's the hardest thing, like the first or second week of school. And then after that, it becomes a little easier. One of the things I found interesting this year was the supply list. This supply list is getting longer and longer and longer and longer.
Yes, it is.
And more expensive. So dollar store stuff is so valuable to me now because I'm like, it saves me a big bang when it comes to packing the supplies for the school bags.
Yeah,
wow.
Especially when you have more than one child, that adds up very quickly.
That's they can't really share stuff so much. You know, that's a good point.
No, they can't.
You get a pencil point. Yeah. You can't really share. That's really and kids, you know, the kids, they want their own. That's a part of their
probably
development process, I would imagine somehow. Wow.
Yeah. And it gets a little easier the older they get, especially junior high and high school. They don't need, as you know, all those little things you need in elementary school. So it's a little easier on the budget with them. But for the elementary school kids,
listen, when I was in high school, I was demanding all the latest styles.
Really?
Well,
you know what
I do a lot of on a computer. So they need paper and folders and so forth. So,
well, let me tell you, I demanded them. They didn't arrive. So, we didn't.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? I grew up in Philadelphia. My mom was not about to be spending her nursing dollars on, you know, just junk, wasting money on the highest priced shoes and stuff like that. That didn't happen.
Wow.
I'm
glad
yeah,
I went to Catholic. I'm glad I went to Catholic school. We just had one thing to wear, and it was called.
Another important thing that came up. I'm sorry, you were going to say something, Carrie?
Well, no, I was just going to ask you. So now, do they wear uniforms? Does your daughter wear uniforms? Do they wear uniforms and stuff to school? I'm so out of touch with all of that.
She was going to a charter school, and the uniform, to me, is just as expensive as the regular clothes because you have to keep them neat and clean.
Right.
For the younger the child, you know, sometimes they come home soiled from playing at recess. But the clothing I'm finding, my little girl is still school age, so I was able to shop at my favorite, the Children's Place, so they had a big sale going on. Mm-hmm. But this is another expense that I've seen coming up, trying to eat healthy. Many times the school lunch, children complain. So I've been trying to pack a healthy lunch, and for the very first time, she's 10, she was introduced to the sandwich. So I sent out a very simple sandwich, but it's a, what do you call it? It's a roasted turkey, so it's like a luncheon issue. Because, you know, processed food, especially processed meat, has nitrate in it. You're only supposed to eat it once or twice a week. So she's primarily in it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the nitrate, those are preservatives, and it's been long linked potentially to, you know, cancer and stuff like that. This is not, I'm not telling you anything you haven't heard out there.
Right.
You know, wow. Well, listen, my heart goes out. The dietary concerns have been a big issue, especially here in this area, and will continue to be.
Most definitely.
But I've got to, listen, when I was in school, I went to high school in East Orange, New Jersey, and for us, it was a big thing just if they served pizza. Now, pizza was not like the pizza at Nino's, okay? This was bread with some tomato sauce and some salt and pepper, probably. I mean, it was not at all, but for some reason, that was the best tasting thing we had at the time. And in New Jersey, we had this thing where I've never seen, and I don't know about down in South Jersey so much, Shantala, but they had it up in northern New Jersey where we have this thing where we would put, and it was so unhealthy, they would put hot dogs. Let me get it right. There was a long row. Now, again, I'm going back decades. Kids today probably don't do this, and I would never. And if you kids are listening, do not do this. It's not healthy. But when I was in school, we would take a long roll and slap it up with all butter and butter, and pour potato chips. Of course, starch, which is all bad for you. Let me just make it real clear. But this is something that was real big out there back then in the northern part of Jersey. And so I never forgot that. Pizza was big, but again, it was all this stuff that was not healthy. And I think that's what your point was, Shanta Love. It just wasn't healthy, and we got to do better, folks. We got to do better. So,
well, honey,
good stuff. Wow. Yeah. Well, we're happy to have you back, Shanta. Now, are you working on anything new that you can tell us about?
I'm working on my healthcare center, and I'm trying to figure out all the different codes that I need to put in for government grants and so on and so forth. I'm a nurse.
Get a grant
and
writer.
I'm always looking to get that.
Get a grant writer, guys. Yeah, grant writers are worth their weight in gold. Absolutely.
So often, people don't realize that before you even get to the grant writing, you have to have all these different paperwork in place that being acknowledged. I'm a non-for-profit. So, it's grant money out there, but I learned a new phrase this summer, procurement coach. If you have a procurement coach, they explain it.
I'm taking that one over. I like that one too.
only in America, right? Everybody can make up a new job in America.
No, but I like
exactly
that. I'm going to write that one down, procurement coach. Listen,
yes,
it's always... I have to say, I just love when Shanta Love drops by. Shanta,
yes,
we just appreciate you so much. Okay,
thank you
good
so
stuff.
All
right.
Have a great
and we're still loving your commercial Organic Love Collection commercial. We still love it. We still run it here on the broadcast.
Same, but,
good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So
think I'll get a shirt that says Shea Butter. How about that, Carrie? Can I get a shirt that says Shea Butter?
Oh, okay. Yeah, you got to give us a Shea Butter.
Nobody says it like you.
I have to send you some. It's eczema season, so we're going back into the cold weather. So I make my fresh batches mostly throughout the winter. And it's an awesome product that clears blemishes, eczema, psoriasis.
We're going to get the commercial on right here. We got it right here and queued up just for Shanta Love.
Thank you.
Shanta, we'll see you back here soon. All right.
Thank you.
Here's Shanta's commercial. Stay with us, folks. We'll be
right
back.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful, and moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp. And very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage and moreover manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media. Where business is just starting out, so I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. Awesome. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
Organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Well, Madam C.J. Walker, most everyone has heard of her. And because when I'm in a crowd, let's say 1,000 people, and I ask, how many hear of Madam C.J. Walker? And hands go up everywhere. She's an incredible person. She fought against lynching. She gave money for fighting against lynching. She went to Washington, D.C. to help create legislation against lynching. She was a woman of great character who helped to develop entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs. And yet, the question I generally have in a situation like that is, okay, what well did she draw her water from? What shoulders did she stand on to become who she was? And so I bumped into Annie Malone. And hardly in that same crowd of 1,000 people, you might have 99% of the folks raising their hand about Annie Malone, about Madam C.J. Walker, but then you might have three or four people saying they know who Annie Malone is.
Right.
So I figured I'm going to make it part of my life mission is to help help people know about who Annie Malone is.
Yes.
Because she
Yes, go ahead. Go right ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. She was.
Oh, no. She was an incredible person. She was actually, she trained up over 75,000 women entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
She trained Madam C.J. Walker in 1905, and Madam C.J. Walker became a Poro agent, because that was the name of her college, Poro College. She built this beautiful building in St. Louis, Missouri, four stories high. It looks, I have an original book that people can get off Amazon if they go to parocollege.com. And Paro College, it's just very simple. The word, first word is four letters. Paro, P as in Paul, O as in ocean, R as in Ralph, O as in ocean, Paro, like P-O-R-O, college.com. And they'll see this building, and then they'll also see a booklet that she published back in 1926. And a part of my Black History collection, yeah, I have an original one of those 1926 booklets. There's very few of them around. And when you open up the booklet, the first thing you start looking at is how incredible this building is. It's like it's straight. If I just showed you a picture of some of the rooms, you would swear it's out of Wall Street, New York. And this particular building was a building where she trained up, as I mentioned, over 75.
Okay. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us for the very first time today. Her name is Rochelle Chappelle. And, yes, she's with the Healthy Hair Bar. I am so excited to welcome her to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show again for the first time. Good morning, Rochelle. Good morning.
Hey. Good morning,
yes,
Mr. Carey.
Aw, first of all, I'm loving your name. It doesn't get any better than Rochelle Chappelle. It is. It's,
I know.
It's
that's why.
Name.
It can be.
Oh, it can.
It's
okay,
the business for
it.
Hair.
It's wonderful. It's a unique name. Well, speaking of hair, we've got to jump on in. When I first heard about the Healthy Hair Bar, and I said, hold it, what? Where'd you get this? I love it. So you've got to tell everybody again, just, you know, tell everybody what the Healthy Hair Bar is about.
So I actually would like to share first, and when I first started with the name Healthy Hair Bar, I actually trademarked it 10 years ago. So I knew that this evolution was coming. I've been preaching about it to people for several decades, and first they wasn't trying to hear me. So I created this place that a woman or man and children can go to without the stress of the chemicals, and I call it abusive hair services we have been exposed to for generations. And I wanted to create a place where people can come and not be abused or exposed to toxic chemicals.
Yes, and that is important. And then, you know, to be quite honest, I've come across very few companies out there, the big companies who share that belief system. And so, we've got a lot to talk about on that because, you know, I've had a chance, like I said, I've only, to be really honest, one real big one that was real adamant about this for years. And so I love hearing you, you know, carrying this into, especially with the generation that we have out there now. So, when I went to healthyhairbar.com, what I saw there, I just loved it because you have a variety. And when I say a variety, you really put the M in multicultural. You've got everybody represented. You've got all kinds of amazing things there. So why was this, and I appreciate that, on especially the toxic chemicals and all of that. But why was it so important to have everybody represented and then to offer so much in the way of hair and beauty and all that?
For me, my philosophy is hair is hair because everyone has a different palette of hair. And now where we're heading, we are creating new hair types now. Now you have a mom who is half Vietnamese and black, then she marries a black man that is half Mexican. You know, so now we are really creating more DNA hair that has been, for me, more resistant, more challenging, because now they're creating new curl patterns, new densities, And a lot of these products and I would say techniques is not living up to new hair that is being that is emerging in our society. I was really raised in a multicultural atmosphere, so I've always looked at, like I said, hair is hair. As long as you have the tools and the materials to provide for that particular hair type, you should be able to go across the board. So I was just trained and raised in this industry, and we did not turn anyone's hair down because we didn't look at a color or a nationality or a texture. We just looked at it as hair.
Exactly. So I love that because it almost reminds me of the way things that we see now just out in the regular world where everything is politicized. It might be, you know, just opening up a can of, you know, soup and, you know, and that's now political and you got to be this or that.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminds me about the hair. That's what it really does. And you mentioned about, you know, when you were growing up and where you were from. So where are you from? I know you're out in the West Coast, so you got to tell everybody all that. We love living, you know, vicariously through all of our, you know, our the folks who are on the show where they're based out of and all of that. So where are you based? Where did you grow up and all that wonderful good
stuff?
Well,
I'll tell you where my DNA started at. It started with Jesus. That's where it started from. Then Jesus created my mom and daddy.
Oh,
I mean, the Lord,
yeah.
Not Jesus. Created
yeah,
my mom and daddy from Texas and Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
So I have roots from the South.
Hold up. You said Mississippi?
And yes.
What
so my roots is from the South. Oh, my dad was from Greenville.
Okay, Greenville. Okay, because my co-host on our show, Nicole Marie, she's from Water Valley, Mississippi. Now, I don't know anything about Mississippi. Let me just raise my hand
and
now.
Neither do I.
Okay. Okay. So we're gonna park it there because I really don't know too much.
We're going to park
about
it there.
It. Okay.
Mom's from Texas.
Okay.
So they migrated to California and created me and my sister, who is also in the hair business. But So we are originally from South Central Los Angeles, and but we were raised with respect. We actually were raised in private school settings, so my parents wanted to give us a better start at life because in the South, you know, of course they had all kind of challenges, and California was the place to be in the early 50s and 60s to raise. To, you know, to be your own.
Yes, yes. I love it.
And then we migrated to South Central. I mean, we migrated from South Central to the Inland Empire, Ontario. My mom was the first black woman to open up a hair salon in that area because at the time in the 90s and the 80s and 70s, black culture was populating in Inglewood and Los Angeles. More of the other cultures, white, were going further out away from Los Angeles. Now they're coming back. But at the time, they were moving out
I didn't mean to interrupt you, Rochelle. You are absolutely right. That I'm totally raising both hands now because I was there during that time, and I used to also fly into Ontario Airport. I remember real well. You're on point. And I remember it was outside, so that's
outdoors.
That was that I recall way
you
back.
You have to walk on the tarmac to get inside of your airplane. Yes. So those
that's
were the good old days.
Yeah. So this is
I've been around multicultural my whole life.
Yes,
so for me to just stick to one culture, that's never been me.
It's never Well, I'm loving it. And these days that must serve you well because it's a big melting pot. Everything is really, really kind of melting and turning into
Carrie
a big
been
melting
pot.
So, wow. Okay, I love that. Okay. All right. I'm hearing you.
Been melting ever since, Master. start creating babies.
Okay. Rochelle's going to get us in trouble this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Well, listen, first of all, I love it. I love that you are so forthright. I love that you're outspoken. You're at home here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I want to talk, you know, we haven't really talked about the services. You do everything. You know, I know you have some, you know, organic coloring. I think I saw that.
Yes.
You have all
That's
kinds
important.
Of natural hair too, as well. You do
I have a beauty supply section.
Yes, a beauty supply. I saw that. I love everything about that. But, and I don't usually see that. You know, we have lots of stylists who come on the show, but I don't always see that. So, you know, yeah, what do you say about that?
I'll give
that?
You a little bit more rundown of my specialties in the business.
Okay.
I consider myself to be more of a specialist. I am a one-man show at this moment, but at one time I have a full staff of hairstylists that I train to use my techniques and my special hair scalp treatments. And I always tell people, I don't need to go there. My hair is fine. No, you do need to come because my direction is anti-aging hair care. So we need to preserve what you have now because as you age, and aging is approaching all of us, it is going to take a turn if you have not practiced proper nutrition hair care services. And not even just coming to the salon, but also doing your part. And what I took into account for my store is teaching women how to use products that they purchase because that's the downfall. When they leave the salon, they're all pumped up, they're feeling beautiful, but now I may not see her for the next several weeks or months.
Right.
But you need to also take care of what we started.
Exactly.
And a lot of women appreciate my hands-on techniques to show them how to shampoo their hair. Most women do not know how to shampoo their hair. You know, they think one or two shampoos are fine. No, it's not. You need to also do some cocktails. Mix a little bit of something, you know, you like with a little bit or something that has some nutrition if you don't have it. You know, so it's just like, so these are things I created in my store to help with the aging processing that women have been going through. And then also, too, repairing the severe damage that people have done to their scalp and hair through all these generations. And, you know, the behaviors haven't stopped yet. So I'm hoping to stop a lot of bad behaviors that were never really beneficial to us in the first place.
Right.
So a lot of that I have to reverse. So my treatments help restore scalp skin. I have a lot of women that have been wearing hair pieces for many, 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 many years where their scalp has become very tender from the different materials that's been on their skin that they haven't protected or nourished. So I help rebound hair from the abuse that it had once received.
So you must have. I'm about to say 90% of what you're going to be doing is through consultation and education and information, if you will, pretty much.
I do consultations first.
Yeah.
And I also use my microscope. I have a scalp analysis microscope, and I show women how damaged their scalp is. Like, let me show you underneath this follicle, you know, what is really going on. And they'll see, like, stuff oozing. They see a lot of sores. But they're so microscopic because of the skin cells, you know, people don't realize how particular things can be, you know.
And
so they're
some
only looking
are in denial. You know, I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there. Some clients,
yeah,
I think some
they
folks
are.
Yeah, and they'll just grab a covering and, you know, like they're grabbing a hat.
But it's easy.
Yeah, and...
It's easy to always cover up.
It is. But we need, this is why we need folks like Rochelle Chappelle.
Yeah.
This is why we
need
you.
I'm here for the people.
Okay, and the Healthy Hair Bar is here for the people, and I love that.
Yes, Healthy Hair Bar is here for the people.
Yes. You know, like I said, you are really going in and literally on what you're doing. And your site, and I want to invite all of the fans of this broadcast today to go to your site because it is different. I'm going to say that. I love it. It just looks, no, it has a different feel. It's very vibrant. It's just different. And it stayed with me. I shared your logo, for God's sakes. I literally had to go, I said, oh, she didn't send me this logo. I'm going to go find it. And I put it out there. I hope that was okay. I said, because I just loved it.
No, I love it.
It's on my, if you look at my Facebook yesterday, this is what you'll find.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
we took care of folks
awesome.
Here at the show. Yes.
Awesome.
It's on the
I appreciate that.
Of course. And it is beautiful. So, and we just don't say stuff here on the show. We have to mean it. So, So I'm loving all of this. Now, what are some of the other things that you want to do? Are you looking to branch out? I know you are great at, you know, all of this wonderful hair care and everything hair care, by the way. You cover it all, literally.
I do. I cover it all with the hair pieces. That's another portion of my business.
Yes,
I cover it with the children. I want to make sure children have the opportunity to have great, beautiful, long hair. Every child can have long hair, but what I'm finding with parents, they are not doing proper hair care services that their child deserves and needs, especially like haircuts, trims. Parents are so scared of cutting their children's hair, especially Black or multiracial children, I'm finding that being like such a disservice to children when their hair is supposed to be growing and their curl patterns are not developing properly, and especially like biracial parents are fighting against what our hair naturally needs and needs to be done, and that's to go see a professional. Number one, that's to get monthly trims. People are holding on to that, I call it puppy hair, the baby hair. And the baby hair has to get cut off. If you don't cut the baby hair, you're stunting the growth of the new hair that needs, the mature hair that needs to start emerging. You know, hair goes in a cycle as you age and mature, just like the body. So when you are, you know, a lot of cultures will cut their children's hair. Like the Indians, they cut their children's hair when they're born. And guess what? Their hair is beautiful when it emerges.
Wow.
Because that baby hair is nothing. Oh, but it has blonde tips. I want to hold on to the blonde tips.
Yeah, I was about to say, our culture,
oh, it's so characteristic.
We are very reluctant to do that. So I appreciate what you have to say, but it's a hard fight. You know,
but this is a part of why I see a lot of children's hair not having its full potential. And I have pleaded with Black parents and you know, especially like I'll have a Hispanic mom and a Black dad. The Black dad's telling me, oh, please don't cut my daughter's hair. I understand. Your daughter has a nice palette of hair. That, you know, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
However, her hair is still Black. I don't care if she's been mixed with any other type of nationality. We got to treat this with dedication, professionalism, like we used to go back in the day. I come from a generation where we went to the hair salon at 6 o'clock in the morning. Lined up.
Yeah,
those practices are dead and gone. And I'm so, you know, I don't understand. Parents are not putting their money into the grooming of a child.
Yeah. My
passion went towards the kids to teach them, let me catch them early so they won't go down the tubes with like how auntie wear a wig now because her crown is all thin and gone.
I don't want, right. that is, you know, I don't want to keep passing on that bad behavior.
Right.
So I
want
to catch or the new
yeah.
generation.
Exactly. And you're doing that. And recognizing that it needs to be done, and the children just being able to educate and inform, and you're really doing that with everybody. These mm-hmm. are tough conversations to have. These are not all very easy conversations. And I'm listening to you as you're saying them, because you know, we've been around the block a bit on this, and you know, so I appreciate the conversation this morning. Listen. Again, if you have just tuned in, if you're just joining us today, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very special guest is Rochelle Chappelle. Now, she is the proprietor of HealthyHairBar.com. I'm going to say that's your site, but you're doing a whole lot in the way of hair care. You really, again, I don't know any part of the spectrum that you're not you know, like you said, hands-on with. And you guys will see that reflected in her site. You can hear it in what she's been chatting about with us this morning. And I'm just very, you know, very proud. I think the question I was trying to get at earlier with you, is there anything else that you want to do that you kind of maybe you're not haven't had a chance to do yet in the way of hair or beauty or anything related like that?
Yes, I'm ready to open up my franchises. So, you know, most people in this business, you know, especially like hair artists, I am a hair artist, mm-hmm. but I'm also too a businesswoman. I wear another hat. A lot of people in this business, they always think they can wear both hats. Personally, I would not do that again because the business needs to be, you know, So being stretched two different ways, but I created this brand for other hearted entrepreneur hairstylists that they can. I created this foundation where they can just walk into it. Treatments are effective. They work. There you go. Nothing needs to be recreated. It's already done for you. So I'm making it easy for hairstylists to be in the business of, you know, pushing this whole wave of proper hair care services, being treated properly, not being exposed to toxic chemistry anymore. So, you know, I'm really looking to elevate this to, you know, national because like I said, hair is everywhere.
Exactly.
And hair is hair. Yep.
It is, and that really starts today, Rochelle, because you know, this is everywhere. We are literally all over America, and we're outside of America. We have listeners from Australia and, as you know, Africa, all over the continent of Africa. As you know, we have a lot of fans over in Ghana and Nigeria and Egypt. And down in South Africa.
Fabulous. All my places I love.
These, and they're literally fans. We can shout them out. They pay attention to our show.
Right.
They've been on our show. So we love that. In addition, of course, from coast to coast. So here in America.
Exactly.
So we're real happy.
Let me shout out.
We also have Hair Radio Canada who just joined us, shouting out Samantha up in Nova Scotia and all of them. So we've got a lot of folks who are paying attention to what's happening at Hair Radio. And I just want to remind the folks out there, please, if you have not done so, Rochelle, I don't know if you've got a chance to do, but we want you to go to our hairradio.com website at hairadio.com. Sign up to become a member because you can connect with Rochelle right there, too. So right there through the Hair Radio Hour online community, again, is at hairadio.com, and it's free membership. And so there are fans right there. So if you're looking for customers and clients and people and all of that stuff, they're right there. So
okay.
You ain't got to go far.
Well, I'm right here for you.
I'm loving this. I really am. And I'm just so excited for you. And I just love your voice. You know that, Rochelle. I just gushed all over where we got on the air. So this is really, really nice. Now, how else can folks connect with you? Please feel free in case I've missed anything.
Well, for all our Instagrammers, you can find me at Healthy Hair Bar at Instagram. Really simple. You'll see postings of befores and afters of our clients. Now, I don't post everything, so, you know, people are not satisfied when they see 100 pictures. They say, oh, you have more? You know what? If DCU hasn't convinced you by now, just from the, you know, I can't help you. This is not the place for you. So, but, yeah, so I try to keep as current as possible, but, you know, I do also have another division, and I work with cancer patients. So I do chemo haircuts, and I also have a wig division. Yeah. So I have a lot of chemo or scalp disorder type clients that do come in, and I work with. So we didn't touch on this subject, but I work with a lot of scalp disorders.
When you come back, I want to definitely get into that too. But yeah, go right here. I didn't mean to interrupt you because this is an important topic.
Yes, it is, and it's hidden. It's a hidden issue that I'm here to address. It is embarrassing. Mm-hmm. A lot of women are embarrassed because a lot of their bad behaviors or abusive behaviors to cosmetic hair services has gotten them in this situation. But I tell them, don't give up. I don't give up on you. Don't give up. But you have to get yourself out of the situation because it can cause long-term damage. A lot of burns and chemicals from chemistry that people have used, those have to be healed. And a lot of people have started turning into infection. I've worked with a client that had infection in her scalp, and she didn't understand why her scalp was itching and burning and pussing. She kept feeling something wet leaking out of her scalp. It was infected. So I specialize in those needs that a lot of women, a lot of hairstylists will not address.
I'm the nurse.
I get down and dirty. If I see blood and pus, I got all kind of natural remedies that's going to heal and replenish the scalp back to health.
Well, I love that you have it where you can focus, you know, and offer that privacy that they might need as well at your location. So that's really, really important.
Yes, it's very private. It's just me and you because it is a very, very, very secret to a lot of women.
Yes, yes. And I have to tell you, I'm just blown
away.
No
more secrets.
No more secrets. We're going to be done with that. But I'm loving this. Okay, so healthyhairbar.com. And you're doing so much out there. You really are. Now, when you do come back, we're going to break this down because, you know, just to touch on what you had just said about the, you know, hair abuse and all of that, I created TAF, which is our Traction Alopecia Foundation. And our Traction Alopecia Foundation, which is located at my site, as you know, at our carefree.com site, whenever you get a chance to go check it out. But what it does is...
Okay, that's amazing, Harry. I really appreciate
This is why I need you...
are traumatized.
This is why we need you to continue to address these issues. And I'd like, you know, to invite you back to come and speak on our behalf for TAF, for the Traction Alopecia Foundation, because it's all about education and information. And you, my dear, are a specialist. You're really, I've been enjoying this morning. I literally have been kind of transfixed, you know, on what you've been talking about. So great stuff. Now, I always end this by asking everybody, so do you have any folks you want to shout out to or any inspirational things you want to leave us with this morning from the Healthy Hair Bar?
Yes, I would like to give a big shout out to the Morrow family.
We recently lost one of our best chemists in the industry.
Yeah.
And you know, so that Dr. Willie Morrow.
Yeah.
So he is our hero. He was advocating for a better hair life.
Yes.
He know that the chemistry in our business has never done us well. So he was advocating to really change the industry for better hair care.
Yeah, I interviewed Dr. Willie Morrow back in the 90s. And Cheryl, I've known Cheryl for decades, literally. Cheryl Morrow, one of, Dr. Willie Morrow's kids. She's a hairstylist and superstar now, right? with Cheryl and I, we go back. We have worked together. She's always on our show. I just love the Morrows. I love them, I really do.
Gloria, fabulous.
Yeah, they're fabulous. I can't say enough. I really can't, and I really mean that from my heart. And so we're going to continue to keep his legacy alive. I think that's what the show does. It helps, keep these folks, really, their legacies alive. Everybody from, Annie Malone and Madam C.J. Walker and Sarah Spencer Washington and Viola Davis.
Annie Malone, and a lot of people do not know Annie Malone. And for me, I see that's happening in this time period where Annie Malone had created Madam C.J. Walker. She created her. Like I have created a lot of the women that have went on after I trained them, my system,
exactly.
And they went on to do their own branches. But if it wasn't for me, they would not know anything about healthy hair or hair loss or scalp disorders. So I'm glad that I've got a chance to also, create more Madam C.J. Walkers.
Well, you know what? When you said that earlier, this is the God's honest truth. When she mentioned that, this is what Rochelle had mentioned, that you had trained the stylists and they were gone on, and you were saying you were a one-man band kind of thing going on. That's what went through my head. I swear to you, that's exactly what went through my head, that you sent them out into the world learning your technique and how you do things and all this wonderful information that you've been imparting with us today. Back to that, I love that there would not have been Madam C.J. Walker had there not been an Annie Malone. Now, let me tell you guys, we've had everybody right here on the show. I've had everybody. I've represented everybody from Madam C.J. Walker's great-great-granddaughter, Alelia. We've worked together. She's been on my show. She's been at my show. I've had from the Annie Malone side, we've had the folks from the parade, I've had everybody. I've met her relatives and chatted with her. Everybody. This is the Hair Radio Morning Show. This is where everybody comes. So I'm super excited. And not just those two, but what I'm working behind the scenes on is a tribute to all of these women. And there are a lot. There are a lot. There's a good hand. Well, it's that time to bring this episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it does not end here. The show continues over at our 24/7 Hair Radio Broadcast Network at www.hairradio.com. Now, I must thank today.